don't talk enough about anything.
Are we starting? That's usually the cue when you say Lord Lowit.
Is it really? When I is that when it usually
starts?
There's
a couple different cues. You do Lord Mowit. Are we rolling?
Are we rolling? It's the time. Loser Lee's Wrestling. We're starting it. It's too late. We already did. Once we mention anything to do with start of the show, we have to then start it.
That's true.
Even if we're not ready. If we accidentally stumble upon the show, we have to acknowledge it.
I think so. Yeah, we'll pick it up. We'll get there.
We'll get there. This is the news you can't lose. Friends, this is Loser Lee's Wrestling. The news you can't lose. This is the news from... Hold on, I'm pulling up my calendar. It's December 26th to January 2nd. What a time. What a time to be alive. Let's just get the heavy news out of the way. Because it's all we've been talking about the past week. Brody Lee passed away, if you hadn't heard, but that's Brody Lee, also known as Luke Harper, also known as John Huber, passed away at the age of 41 due to non-COVID related lung issue. And we saw a bunch of stuff this week, a bunch of tributes. Did you see the WWE tribute?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't. I've seen like a few what the wrestlers did, but not what the company has put out.
I think they're putting out another one soon, but they put out one that was just a bunch of wrestler testimonials with footage of him, like, kind of like blowing kisses to his kid in the ring or stuff like that. Like, just very sweet images. And they did a good, but it was very wrestler testimonial heavy with them just talking and then you seeing the images in the background. Very sweet. And did you hear that, like, there were some people upset that they didn't do a memorial on Raw? Did you hear about that?
No. Who was upset? Like wrestlers
some wrestlers were like, oh, he was with the company for like a decade and you just show an in memoriam. You didn't do the 10 bell salute. You didn't do these other things because every wrestler in the roster knows him. You know, they wrestled him last year. But they actually, a really nice response is they just wanted AEW to do it first.
Oh, wait, who said that?
The internal dialogue in WWE is just like, wow, we're going to give them the respect of doing it first because, you know, his wife's there, his kid's there. You know, he was with that company and he was directly working with these people. They held off. And then on SmackDown, they started showing the testimonials and
that's
such.
Really interesting, because I've been thinking about how Brody Lee has only been in AEW since March, I think, or April,
March.
I believe. Yeah, so how long has that been? 8 months? It hasn't even been a year, and they gave him such a beautiful tribute show.
Yeah,
and like it made it feel like he was with the company for like, you know, decades. And I just thought that was like a really moving thing to consider how much effort they put in.
Yeah.
So
and tribute show that was beautiful. I can't stop thinking about it. What a good feeling I had, even though it was sad. Like, I felt really good the next day or two, like just thinking about it. And did you see the outpouring of response about the show and how like just well received it was by wrestlers?
I saw a few from like WWE wrestlers that used to be on the indies with him, Sami Zayn and Cesaro and such. So Big E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, it was really amazing to see how many people came together for it. Just how many lives he, you know, he touched, and you know how much love there is for him. So,
100%.
It was real nice.
Some other things that people are doing: both Foley and CM Punk are donating their January profits from pro wrestling tees to Brody, which is cool. The Brody Lee in Memorial T-shirt that AEW posted is now their highest selling t-shirt within 4 hours. Some pretty cool stuff. And it's all going to the family, I think.
I don't know if this is part of your news, but we touched on it on the Wednesday show.
On the Wednesday's Woos and What's of AEW Dynamite?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you, they gave Brody the title and they are actually like retiring that title.
That was my next item.
Oh, okay, cool. I guess
excellent. No. Continue.
Yeah, they're. Well, as far as I know, I guess you did the research, actual research. I just kind of read it, you know, at nine in the morning at one point. But
that's all
but
I
yeah,
ever
I we'll get it. We'll figure it out. We'll piece it together together. But they handed him the title, and they're just going to redesign the TNT title, give a new one to Darby, which is, I think, great. It's a nice, touching thing to give to his son, and also it gets rid of the crappy-looking title, too. Yeah.
Give it to that kid. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Just in case he's listening, and he can only hear a specific decibel range.
No, I'm glad that they got rid of that god-awful title. This is a great way to do it. Honestly, I think this is a really cool way to transition the looks of belts by using it as like a, you know, honoring it to someone, you know, like whenever you want to do a redesign, just be like, and I'm not saying like people have to die in order to do a belt redesign, but like when you're ready to retire a belt, you know, retire a look of a belt or something like that, having it be in a, like, you know, a giveaway and then they'll never touch that design again, I think is really nice.
I think so. It adds more prestige to it because it is a special thing to give it to them. And yeah
very special
to say the best champion ever and all that stuff. It's beautiful. Yeah,
and when he turns 18, kid gotta get his shit together and get to work. He's gonna pay off that contract.
Oh, what if he comes back with the title? And
that's
in
what I'm hoping
years?
Yeah. I think it's fun. What is he, 8? Yeah, it'd be 10 years from now. I love how AEW is so cocky that they give this kid a contract for when he turns 18 he could wrestle with them. Like, that's just such a cocky maneuver. There's only
You know what I've been watching for the last few days? It's been giving me a lot of hope. Is all these videos on Twitter of him beating the crap out of wrestlers backstage? That's like like long 2-minute videos. Did you see any of them? There's like several.
I did see a couple.
He beats up Top Flight for like 3 minutes straight, and then he has a kendo stick. And he just beats up all the Dark Order members for like two or three minutes. It's like really charming. Like,
that's very sweet.
Yeah, just everyone's on his side and just, you know, having a lot of fun.
That's real beautiful. I hope that as soon as he turns 18, he shows up he comes out to the ring with his TNT title. And then MJF just fucking nails him in the fucking head. And that's his first feud. A 30-something-year-old MJF versus this 18-year-old kid. Because that should be his first feud. That should be 100% his first feud.
And this is why, this is the beauty of wrestling, is that these storylines will never end. The moment he decides to come back, MJF will be there. And then
did you see what MJF posted on Twitter?
He just said, fuck that kid. Piece of shit.
I love it. I honestly love that because he's gonna job for the kid. He basically jobbed for the kid already. Let him get his digs in because he wants to make this feud hot. He wants to make the feud hot. What are you going to do? Be nice to him?
Right. He's got to double down. He already went so far in the match, you know.
I appreciate that, honestly.
It's all right. I don't know.
And the kid's probably like, oh, I can't wait to beat him up again. That's what
he looked like he was having a lot of fun during that whole sequence on Dynamite. So, yeah, and I'm sure the family's okay with it. That'd be really messed up if the family was not okay with it.
And I'm certain that MJF, like, talk to him before the thing. He's just like, because, like, he's going to say, like, you have to hit him in the head. He's going to go up to the kid. He's like, yeah, hit me in the head. Don't worry about hurting me. He probably had to say something like that. He's probably real chill with the kid. And so, like, him saying, fuck that kid, the kid's probably in love with that.
He's probably having fun. Yeah,
I would love that. I asked, when I went to Stone Cold Steve Austin's book signing for the Stone Cold Truth, I asked him to call me a creepy little bastard. And he's like, sure, get out of here, you creepy little bastard.
No, you did it. You did?
Because he was calling Christian on Raw a creepy little bastard all the time. And I thought that was the funniest thing. I thought that was so funny. I was just like, as we were leaving, I'm like, can you call me a creepy little bastard? He's like, yeah, sure, you get out of here, you creepy little bastard. And I laughed and I left. It was
That's great. You made him laugh. That's good.
Did I ever tell you how my dad touched Chris Jericho's forehead?
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Because we saw Dusty Rhodes one time at a autograph signing. And Dusty Rhodes' forehead is all gnarled up and gross.
He's greater.
And we went to Chris Jericho's book signing. I think it was his book signing. There's this place in Ridgewood, New Jersey that always had the wrestlers. And we went there. And we're online, and my dad just starts talking to us. Chris Jericho's talking to us, and my dad's just like, yeah, your head's not as cut up as Dusty Rhodes' head. yours looks good. And he's like, except for that one right there. And he puts his finger out and touches Chris Jericho's forehead.
Oh, my God.
And touches it. And Chris Jericho's like, I got that in a car accident. Bet you feel bad about that now.
No, of course he would do that. Of course Chris Jericho would do that.
Yeah, he was being silly with it. And, like, my dad didn't mean to touch his forehead. Like, he wasn't trying to touch his forehead. He was pointing. And I think he leaned in too close or something. It wasn't like he was trying to poke him. My dad wouldn't do that. But my dad is also not understanding of regular social boundaries.
Sure. Two questions. How old were you and how embarrassed did you feel when his finger made contact?
I thought it was so fun. I was 14.
You thought it was fun? Okay, I would have been like,
I love that. I wanted him to fight my dad.
Oh, that would have been great.
Like, I wanted to fight wrestlers and I wanted them to fight me. I don't want to, like, I knew I was a, like, I, Rodney Mack would have killed me at the time, but I wanted him to fight me.
Like, have you ever tried? Have you ever tried to, like, be like, just slap me in the chest?
Yeah, and Rodney Mack. I told him to hit me in the face. Oh, no, nothing like that. I tried to talk my friend Nick into getting into fights at the mall so that security would come and kick us out. Like, we just start fighting. We just start fighting. And you had a similar thing. I think you told me about that. You and your friend would just fight at parties.
Well, yeah, but it was fake fighting. Like, we would do exaggerated wrestling style.
Sure, sure. And that's, by the way, I love that. We talked about that before, and I love that. But yeah. I wanted to fight at a mall or a supermarket with my friend Nick and really start hitting each other until security took us away. And then we go to a different place and do it again.
So it's still sort of wrestling style where, like, I assume you imagine the security guards are holding your arms back and you're like, I'll get you, I'll get you. And you're like, try to 100%. Break free. Yeah, except 100%. That's really fun, except, like, you know, in wrestling, they just all kind of give up once they go behind the curtains. It's fine. But in real life, you'd be thrown in the back of a car.
If we were kids, they wouldn't throw us in the back of the, they probably just bring us to their little fucking security headquarters and be like, we're going to call your parents. And we'll be like, we're cool. We're friends.
And then you start fighting them. And then you start fighting everybody together.
Punch the nuts in.
That's great.
Thanks, buddy.
I wish you did it.
I do too. I do too. We got to move on. We're stuck on news. We got Pat Patterson has a documentary in the works.
Look at that. Documentary on Pat Patterson. It's about him.
He's dead.
Is he dead? Died.
Yeah, just a couple
of years. So he's not making one. No, he's impossible.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Unless Papa Shango raises him back from the dead.
Well, hey, we could get, he's still around.
Honestly, Shango, a good gimmick.
That would be very fascinating.
Pat Patterson back from the dead.
Oh, God. Tragic. If he brings back, like, older, like, deceased wrestlers and then puts them in the spirit. No, this is a terrible idea.
This is great. You think so? Okay. When we have Loser Lee's Wrestling Federation, when we're the bookers of a Loser Lee's Wrestling, like, that's our federation. Once this grows and becomes its own thing, then we have our own little indie shows. We're going to do that.
It would be like the random character on Tekken, or, you know, like, it's like a blob, but they can take on any character in the show. It's like that, except all of a sudden you got the spirit of the Ultimate Warrior in you, or Andre the Giant. This feels very, very sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious?
I don't know.
Dead. What are we going to do? We can't revere them forever.
I don't know.
I think we should resurrect Andre. Next up, we're going on some sad news, but not sad, but Mick Foley has COVID.
I heard that one too.
Foley has some COVID a little bit, but he's been good. You know, he lost a little bit of his smell, a little bit of his hearing, but he's missing an ear. He's not missing it. And but he's doing good. He's a little fatigued, but he's been quarantining, being a good little boy. Good.
Yeah, he was all right. Yeah. The one post I read, it seemed like it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. And he's healthy. He's a strapping guy. He's good.
He's got money too.
He's 55, I think. 56. Wow. So he's not in the danger zone. Danger zone's past 65. So he's still good. And, like, it's his body that's failing, not his immune system. He doesn't get the sniffles, I'm pretty sure. Moving on. We wish him well. X-Pac says he can wrestle again after being cured of hepatitis C.
Which one's that? What's X-Pac? What happens? No, hepatitis. What does C do to you?
It's an I think it's an autoimmune disease. It's passed through the blood transmission, and it just makes you get more sick, makes you more susceptible to pneumonia and other diseases when you have it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a immune issue, I think.
You can get rid of it, though. You can, yeah. You can
find it. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was curable. Apparently, X-Pac is cured. I didn't know Hep C could be cured, but I'm no physician, you know?
Oh, okay,
You have information on Hep C? Give us a little piece of that Hep C information.
Oh, I am... it causes liver inflammation, sometimes leaving to serious liver damage.
Don't want that.
Spread through contaminated blood. There you go.
Well, you know who else got in trouble for Hep C and spilling his blood around? Two people that I know of. Want to hear them? Want to take guesses?
No. Wait, I don't know. How do you know? As a family member?
Number one, Abdullah the Butcher.
Ah.
Abdullah the Butcher had Hep C, and apparently he was spilling his blood around, and I think he may have given an indie wrestler Hep C.
Oh, I could have played this game. I thought you meant you literally knew them. No, and so I'm like, them. I don't know. Who could it be? Is it Bacon? I don't know.
But... leave Bacon out of this. We want you back, Bacon. Come back. Our best fan that was with us for 2 weeks, and then he's never seen him again.
I knew Abdullah had got it. Yeah, that's...
And then the second one.
I think that's why he stopped wrestling. Maybe.
That's why he stopped wrestling, and that's why a lot of people hate him, because he knew he had Hep C and continued to wrestle.
Very irresponsible. Especially, if he knew it.
Who's the other guy?
Who's he, a wrestler? Or
he
in the wrestling
was a
business?
Former wrestler, and he came back to help out his son and some wrestlers upset with him.
Oh, I know this. This is all. I see it. I feel it. I see it.
You feel
former
it?
Wrestler? Nah, I don't know.
You're so close.
Is it Al Snow?
Al Snow.
It's not Al Snow. I don't think it's Al Snow. Does he have a son?
Al Snow does not have Hep C. At least we don't think so.
What's the first letter?
Of his gimmick name or his name?
The gimmick name.
Well, C, I guess.
C.
The son is a world champion, and he is still with WWE.
WWE world champ currently.
Yeah. Well, not currently, but he's a world champion that's frequently world champion.
What's the son's first letter?
R.
What's the fun? R truth? R... I just saw
R and last initials O.
Ricochet.
His middle name has a K in it.
Randy K Orton. Wait, are you serious?
You're like R K O. Yeah, his name is Randy Kennedy Orton. That's why he's R K O.
Wow. I didn't know that's why the thing was called RKO.
Yeah, it's just his initials.
Well, look at that. And he's got Hep C. Who?
No, he doesn't have Hep C. No, Cowboy Bob. Bob has Hep C. And when Randy Orton was having his matches with The Undertaker, Cowboy Bob was helping him out. And one time Cowboy Bob bled on The Undertaker. And they found out he had Hep C. And they were all very nervous.
Hold on. That's a horrible story. That's very tragic. But... I asked you for the first letter of his name, and you gave me C. His first name is not Cowboy.
Cowboy? No, I said his gimmick or his name.
Yeah, but
and
that's
you're like,
that's
his gimmick.
That's
and I was just like,
though.
Okay,
that's
Cowboy.
His name is Bob Orton. I would have gotten it if it was B.
Shut up. You would not have gotten it.
I would not have gotten
it. You would not have gotten it. Let's continue talking about X-Pac. X-Pac's cured.
Okay. Oh, good.
And now X-Pac is cleared to wrestle again. The reason why he wants to wrestle is he's very ashamed with his last match. And he wants to have one more match to call it off. And he thinks he could do a lot better than what he did last time. Do you want to see X-Pac back? And if you did see him back, what do you see him doing in any capacity, if anything?
No, I don't want to see him back. No, that's the whole definition of X-Pac. Nobody wants to see him back.
Oh.
Except maybe as a nostalgia act, WrestleMania, he does a little kung fu karate thing. Kind of thing he does. Sure, that was sure, always sure. fun. But fun. What? Do you want to see him back?
This is what I want from him. Okay. You remember when Jushin Liger came to NXT and had just one match against Tyler Breeze?
Yes.
Which was a fun
it was
match.
Great.
Good
it was
match.
Real fun. Real exciting.
You just have that similar thing. X-Pac coming back for one match. You have it with an NXT superstar on an NXT show. I'm not talking about a WWE show, a main event show, but have a young up-and-comer. Have a cool, like a fun, good match with X-Pac because X-Pac has always been able to go. I'm sure he's older, but just like Ricky Steamboat, like he's still in good shape and he was able to go then, he could go now. At
Hold
least
on.
Enough where he's able to get through a match. Have no. it be versus who
can't.
Would it be against? Have it be against Matt Riddle.
Okay, Matt Riddle versus X-Pac. He can't. Not on an NXT standard. He could do it maybe on the main stage standard because they have very low standards. A lot of wrestlers can get you through a match on SmackDown, Raw, whatever. Make it entertaining because it's more razzle dazzle on those shows. You could do more, you know, gimmicks and silly things. NXT is more straightforward overall. You know, you gotta be a good wrestler. You gotta be athletic. X-Pac doesn't have that.
Oh, X-Pac's got it. X-Pac,
you can't do that.
Have Adam Cole, like, have him talk trash with Adam Cole. Have him and Adam Cole talking trash, and then X-Pac just like, "Well, I'll kick your ass because I know kung fu," and he'll be like, "Suck it," do all that shit, and we'll love that because we want to see it once, not a lot. The issue with X-Pac Heat is because we got it too much, and it got really annoying, and we were just tired of it. But we had enough of a break. He'll come back with that nostalgia. They'll have a really fun 10-minute match. A fun 10-minute match. And that's all I'm looking for.
You know what? I did enjoy the Bronco Buster. I thought that was
fun. He's got a Bronco Buster. You know he tore his asshole open once with a Bronco Buster? And,
well,
like,
that's
the
dangers
the
of the Bronco Buster. Sure. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Tore his asshole. But we here at Loser Lee's Wrestling, we want X-Pac to have a long title reign and to hold the younger guys down. Moving on. We've got other things. We got The Rock. The Rock by
always
Harvey.
In the news.
Buys Harvey Whippleman a new truck.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice. What did Harvey do?
Well, Dwayne DeClaus, as he's known during the holidays, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he has been getting trucks for random people in his life that have helped him out. And that's something, or like cars or something like that. He gets them something. And he told the story of how when he had nothing, Harvey Whippleman let him sleep on the floor of his trailer twice and two different times in his life. Like when he was first... And when he's 15, and then when he was like 18, he let him sleep at his place until he got settled. And he helped him out with little jobs here and there. And he always appreciated it. And now he's of the means. And Harvey Whippleman still lives in a trailer. He couldn't, you know, he'll spend like 50 grand to help him get a car when he should just give him the 50 grand so he could put it, you know, for rent on a house or something.
Yeah.
He still got him a cool truck. And Harvey Whippleman was super happy about it. Okay. And it's very beautiful. Moet, if you're going to buy a truck for any wrestler, past or present, who are you buying a truck for?
Who would I buy past or present? Bret Hart. I would give it to Bret Hart. Because he meant a lot.
Do you think
he needs
a truck? You're going to get
none of them need a truck for
Harvey Whippleman needs
that's
a truck.
No, you just went on about how he doesn't need a truck.
No, but he definitely
like
needs
a
truck.
Or support system.
Now he can move his house. It's a trailer. He can move it with his truck.
And you could sleep in the truck when you can't put rent down on the trailer anymore. Need to sell it. So I guess
you're giving it
that.
To Bret Hart. You're going to spoil Bret Hart more than he's already spoiled. You could be like, Bret Hart, to the man that has everything, here's a truck.
This is your question. You're putting it back on me.
I'm sorry, I roasted you. I should roast
who
you.
Else, who else deserves it? What, I don't know. Some
Tammy. Tammy
sad
Lynch.
Nowadays. We saw Tammy a lot Lynch. Of we saw a lot of sad people at that wrestling convention we went to like 2 or 3 years ago.
I give it to Sonny. I give it to Sonny.
You give it
Sonny,
to Tammy. Yeah.
Sonny needs it. Sonny needs a truck.
Maybe Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
Let's
both agree.
He was very sad looking at that convention.
He was pissed at you.
He was very pissed to me, but this is a very long story to explain why
he thought you were razzing him. But we'll discuss that. That's a very special LLW of the future, where we talk about Moet in a singlet at a wrestling event.
They were all so mad. I think about that often.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good event. We can't talk about it. It's just too inside baseball. We'll give him a taste. We'll be like, Moet in a singlet at a wrestling show is very funny the future show. Once we get Bacon to start coming back, that's when we'll give it to him. It's great. I think you should do it again. Moving on, last item of the day, which is really just a flashback in the past. Us talking about when Vince McMahon apparently paid Shawn Michaels $750,000 a year during his 4-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot of money. It's quite
a lot. That's a lot of money just to be sitting on your butt.
Just to not go to another company?
Just to not go to WCW, gave him his $750,000 a year. Which I'm assuming was his contract amount when he left. Which I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, is there anything more to the story? Because it seems to make sense to me.
This is according to JR. That's all I have.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, he's still doing news. That. He's doing that with a lot of, not a lot.
He's not giving him 750K. He's not giving any legend that's not wrestling. Sorry. 750K.
Can you hear that when I do that?
What'd you do?
I'm burping up a storm over here. I'm burping because I'm drinking carbonated water.
I thought you cussed. And I'm like, no. We could cuss on here, Mowat.
No, but burping, that's too far. That's a little far. No, I guess that is a lot of money. But he would have made... he would have messed up their competition if he went into another place. Like, I think it makes sense. I don't know.
I think I don't think he would have helped anyone. I think WCW was on the outs. They would have gotten him, and it would have ruined Shawn Michaels' career if he went to WCW.
No, it wouldn't have ruined it.
It would have definitely hurt it. Like, he's
maybe
had
in the short term, but in long term, everything would have happened the exact same way. He's too. You know, he pals around with Triple H. What's that?
No, listen to this fanfic. So he was gone for those 4 years where he was able to rest, recuperate, and recover. He was an alcoholic on pain pills. He needed those 4 years. If he just went to a different company that wouldn't have handled his career well, his reputation at the company at least would have dwindled the same as Bret Hart's, if not worse, because he's erratic. And he would have continued his downward trend with alcohol. And his comeback in 2002, where he faced Triple H, would not have been as magical if it happened at all.
Good point. His career would have that. I thought you meant. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant just being on WCW, the sinking ship. I thought that, but I didn't think about the recovery period. I'm sure he would have still. No, he would have had to have wrestled if he went there. He couldn't have been just like on on screen presence. You know what? Something embarrassing that I'm. That might make me look like a bad wrestling fan and critic, I guess.
What do you got?
You know all those years Sean saying that he lost his smile?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. And I still didn't know what that meant until about 30 seconds ago when you explained that it was about hard drugs and alcohol. And that's why he lost his smile, right?
Oh, I think he lost his smile. Like, I think he lost his smile for a lot of reasons. I think he was a little bit of a baby at the time. And he lost his smile because he's just like... Because he was having problems with addiction, and he did have some injuries, and he comes down the ring because he's so full of himself. He's so full of, especially at the time, he's just like, you know what? Instead, you know, like I could train and come back. He basically retired in that speech, and he's like, I could train, but like, well, I just it's not in me anymore. It's not in me. Nothing's like. I guess actually, it's a sadder thing once I think back at it. It was probably that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he was.
I think then for years I just thought he was being a baby. But actually, he's probably just really hurting from addiction. And I lost my smile.
I mean, he is a baby, and it's also sad that he's not a baby with addiction. Because to get that clear, he's a horrible.
We're cool horrible with addiction. Person. We're pro addiction. So don't take that the wrong way. No,
yeah,
please.
That's exactly right.
But that was the news you can't lose with the Loser Lee's Wrestling crew. But don't worry, we still got the mailbag with Mowat.
That's perfect. I love that new sound effect we got. That's great.
Yeah, it's all a
right.
Button.
Are we ready for this? I'm ready. I have it up right now. We got three. We got one from Blant from Milwaukee.
What was that name?
Blant. What's wrong with Blant? It's a just name.
It's a weird name.
Real reason. Yeah,
no offense, Blant.
We all got names. We all got names, right?
Okay. I just hate that name.
Well, fuck. I don't think I have a lot of anger towards names, especially Blant. Blant's a perfectly fine name.
Okay.
Do I hate any what name do I hate? I don't think
Calvin.
Calvin's a piece of shit. You're right. Yeah, Blant asks us, "Do y'all jaywalk?"
Do y'all jaywalk?
Yeah, of course I jaywalk. Yeah. I jaywalk. Yeah, of course I jaywalk. Yeah.
Have you ever not felt not? Well, I don't jaywalk as much in LA as I did in New York and Texas.
I don't jaywalk in New York.
I jaywalk only in New York.
I don't think I jaywalked if I'm in Manhattan because of the amount of traffic there, and it legitimately looks dangerous to do it in New York City, whereas it's not maybe in other parts. Yeah, Brooklyn,
I'm constantly
whatever. You know what I mean?
Running across those streets. I'm constantly like at the lights just about to turn, and I'll just race across. Like, I'll run as soon as the hands, like, blip, blip, blip. I'm like, I gotta go places. This is a walking city. I'm going.
That's true.
I'm going.
Yeah, I guess
I just blaze through.
Austin's very dangerous to jaywalk.
I think Austin's scarier to jaywalk than New York for me. And LA, they're just very strict with their jaywalking.
They get you tickets. Yeah, they're infamous for that. I don't know if they still do that. They give you a...
I don't know. Well, but I also don't want to... I try not to jaywalk because the fact, like, it just feels very white privilege-y for me to jaywalk and just, like, I don't need to. And I see all these other people just waiting. And I'm just like, I look like a piece of shit.
I love that. I love doing that in moments where, well, where like I get, I don't know. I just feel so much smarter than everybody. It's like, ah, no one's moving yet. I'm going to move. It's easy. You can just, you know, you suckers you have to wait way. An extra 15 seconds. I'm already in line at Starbucks.
I could just see you like walking up to a thing and people are waiting and there's no cars. And you're like, you walk across. Losers, idiots!
And suddenly, like, meow, meow. gets slammed by a mailman.
Spin in the air like a cartoon. the mailman hit you with the mailbag from Owen.
Oh, that's
next
funny.
Mailbag
next
question.
One. Next one, Trina from Osaka, Japan. Trina, what the hell?
Trina,
kind of name is
Trina, Trina,
what
Trina,
a, what a
Trina,
dumb
Jennifer
name.
Lopez. Fuck yes,
that's from, a very dumb name. All right, Trina.
Where's she from?
Osaka?
You're making fun of our only Japanese listener.
Oh,
she's
no.
the only one we got in Japan, and you're making fun of her name?
That is actually bad. We literally only have one fan.
We have one, and we have a base in Japan right now, and we can't lose it. We love you, Trina. Don't leave us.
That's a big deal. You're right. Yeah, we need Trina to
let's make fun
word.
Of Blant. Fuck Blant.
Blant is fine. Don't you dare touch Blant.
All right. Well, all right. You have Trina, your Blants. I have my Trinas.
Trina asks, "What AEW star would be most fun to drink with?" Hangman Page. No way.
I think he'd be the least fun to drink with.
Well,
she's
he's very sad. But if it depends what your goals are, if you want to drink a lot that night, then Hangman's the way to go.
Fun. Well, who would be fun?
Cowboy fights. That would be fun.
Oh, cowboy fights. Shit.
Cowboy
shit.
A lot of whiskey,
cowboy shit.
You fight a cowboy, or you fight other people with a cowboy.
Okay, it's established that Hangman Page is probably the most fun because of cowboy shit.
Yeah,
but besides him, who would you pick?
Marco Stunt.
Actually, that's a really great choice. That's a
is
really
it?
Fucking
oh,
great
I
choice.
Just that was the first person.
No,
I could
but
think
he
of.
Would seem like a lot of fun, and he'd probably pick fights with people like, "Hey, my name's Marco Stunt."
Kind of pick him up as he's like, "Yo,
let me at him." Yeah,
flying all four limbs, just like that'd be fun.
Yeah, or John Silver would be pretty fun too.
John Silver is very fun. Yeah, he'd be fun to talk to. Yeah,
yeah.
Chuck Taylor.
He'd cause a scene. I honestly think he'd cause a scene. Chuck Taylor, I don't know. Chuck Taylor, not as much as Marco Stunt. I think Marco Stunt would be a fucking ball.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he'd be a ball.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
all right.
That's who I decided.
So you're going to hang out with Chuck Taylor and Marco Stunt.
Here
that's
we go. Finally, cool name. Cool name. Number three, Cogburn.
Cogburn.
Oh, from Tryon, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Tryon. I know Tryon. I live pretty close to Tryon. Or, I mean, I used to. I grew up, pretty close. I'm surprised Cogburn lives in Tryon, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Almost
very
like
specific.
He visited one time for a week in 2011. Something like that.
I was wondering how anyone would even know about Tryon. That's very interesting. Yeah.
It's been a week there, probably, Cogburn.
Who had the best entrance pyro? That's how
that's good sound
that's
effect.
My impression of pyro. Who had the that's best good. Entrance pyro? There, JBL has a very memorable pyro.
Did he have
entrance.
Pyro?
No, but he had one time when he won the belt. I actually don't know the story behind it, but he had pyro for 10 minutes straight. And it's the most amazing. Have you seen this entrance?
No.
It's him. I think it... damn it. I want to say it's right after he won the belt and he was a heel. And
Rossetti.
It's that really annoying song. Like...
Which is a great song. That was my theme music when I made my character in Raw vs. SmackDown.
Oh, no. It's really good. But he just kept, like, you know, the pyro landed. First, he walks. And then he, you know, he takes a few steps. And he's really pissed off. And then, like... you know, he stops for a while, then he, like, raises both hands in the air, and then the pyro starts going again, and then he walks a few more steps after the pyro finishes, and then he waits, and he looks back, and the pyro hits, you know, goes off, and it just kept doing that for about 10 minutes straight. It was so obnoxious, but since you don't know that one, who else is the Dudley Boys off the top of my head? I always
they have a good
like
one,
the
pyro.
Yeah, very unique. I thought
that's
was
actually
really
a really
cool.
That's a great one too. X-Pac had a great one. X-Pac would be like, he'd do the...
Oh, is it just the top?
The four suckets. Like, one, two, three, and then the last one would be... The pyro went with each Koch trop that made an X above.
Yeah, that was very cool. Yeah, that looked great. You know, that was pretty cool. Michaels. Shawn Michaels. He had the very pretty...
Sure.
Oh, no, well, he had a couple, but Yeah, in a row, back and forth while he did his flexing. Pose. Very smart.
And Christian had a great one. Christian had a great one where it was raining. When he first became a singles wrestler, he had a song. Great song, pyro combo. He'd be like, Christian, Christian, you're finally on your own. And then it would rain down pyro.
Oh, that's real nice. Yeah.
It rained the sparklers that now Randy Orton uses because he's a hack.
Oh, God. I'm looking at the actual JBL video that I just mentioned, and my memory is so bad. God damn. Yeah, it's so embarrassing. So he comes in on a freaking, in a car, in a limousine. He doesn't walk to the ring and then stop.
Sure.
So it's all off, Red. It's all off. He does do it, but he does it twice. Over 5 minutes, not 10 minutes.
Fair.
So it's a lot less exciting than I remember it, but we'll talk about it later. Link in the comments. We'll link it in the comments. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we'll link it in the comments. But wow, what a fun news we can't lose in the mailbag with Mowat Mailman Mowat. And we've got all these fun things you should check out. You should check out our YouTube and check out this John Silver video that Mowat painstakingly, his fingers were bleeding from editing. Bleeding from the amount of work he put into that editing. And now you can watch it yourself. It's killing the internet. Right now, the internet's hurting.
Is it?
Right now from how many views. Oh, yeah, it's doing very well. But thank you all so much for listening, and check out and Loser Lee's Wrestling on YouTube. Check out our Instagram, Loser Lee's Wrestling on Instagram, and Loser Lee's Pod for more of those great mailbag questions from Blant. Thank you all so much. Hot Dog, we love you. We love you. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Mowat Jaswal.
Mowat, is that all right? That's great. Mowat, if you were to be in any other profession, where you had no hands, what would you do?
What would I do without hands?
A job with no hands. You can't use hands. You have none. They're gone. What job would you do? Ready? Go.
Oh God, I would learn how to juggle. I know that seems counterintuitive, but I would learn how to juggle because if I could juggle with no hands, I would make a killing everywhere.
You could be on the Go Big Show.
No handed juggle. How'd they do that? Yeah!
You'd win the Go Big Show.
How is that possible? How is that?
Amazing.
And they'd be like, what can he possibly do? He doesn't have hands. And then I'd be like, watch. And I'd break out a bowling ball with my teeth. And I'd go, huh! And I'd chuck it up in the air. And then I'd do that three more times with three bowling balls.
Boy, I get more and more impressed with your answers each week. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.